Welcome to the Fighter Landlord Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Smith. My NMLS number is 587-359. I'm here with
Jerry Lutz. My NMLS number is 950604. And I've had been in the business since 97, so quite a long time.
And I'm Bill Lutz. I'm a realtor. I've broker owner. Been in the business for 8 years, back in the business for 8 years, and I'm licensed in Ohio, Kentucky, Indiana, and Florida.
Nice. Well, the topic today is buying versus rent. So, guys, you both are very knowledgeable, and we want to share, I'm going to ask you a question. What are the myths that discourage people from buying?
Well, the biggest myth is that you have to have a lot of money to put down and that you can't afford the mortgage if you're paying, you know, $1,800, $2,000 a month in rent. That equates to somewhere around a $220,000 purchase price in today's market. And the other thing is that you need a lot of money to put down. You actually don't. There are some programs out there that don't require any money down that you can do.
You know, and on our side, as far as, you know, when we're working with clients, you know, the biggest thing is just, you know, they're just lack of knowledge or lack of information out there. You know, a lot of people just don't know where to start. You know, they get caught in this trap of constantly renting and it's just easy. You know, let's face it, we don't like a lot of change.
That's true.
And but it's really just a lack of information and a lack of knowledge of knowing what's out there and mainly where to start.
Bill, what is a question do you ask when you run into somebody that is renting?
You know, Jesse, that's a great question. You know, one of the first things I say to them is, hey, let me ask you a question. If you could afford to buy a home and pay the same for a house that you're paying for rent right now, would you like to buy a house? And most of them say yes. You know, so a lot of them just don't realize that the home is more affordable than what they think. What do you think, Jer?
Well, absolutely. The one of the things that we got for first-time home buyers out there is you got Fannie and Freddie, the Home Ready, Home Possible programs. That's the 3% down. We also have FHA, 3.5% down out there as well. Now, when people say, well, if a $200,000 home, you know, 3% down, that's, you know, $6,000 on that. You know, those funds can come from gift funds. There are grants out there, states, you know, actually cities and that have grants that are available to a lot of folks out there if they meet the income guidelines, you know, which in most cases is about 80% at the average median income. So if they fall into those guidelines, then you got, you know, you can get into a house. One example, roughly, these are rough figures. If you do 3% down, you're paying, let's say, $1,800 a month for your rent. That would get you right around a $230,000 purchase price. You know, and you'd have basically the same monthly payment when you're done. And that includes taxes, insurance, everything. Now, those are a little bit different because times change, rates change daily. So, you know, those are approximate.
So, you know, so one of the things that we look at, Jesse, is, you know, rental rates right now have gone through the roof, you know, especially, you know, around the Cincinnati area and other areas, you know, property taxes have gone up. So, you know, these landlords, you know, they still need to make their margins. So what are they doing? They're raising the rents. You know, so, you know, we're seeing rents, you know, for a two-bedroom, you know, $1,500, $1,800, $2,200, sometimes $2,500. Some families are even renting houses for $2,500 to $3,500. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, looking at what Jerry has to offer here and what he's talking about, you know, it really makes sense. Why rent when you can buy for the same amount of money?
Yeah, it's very true. Me being in the market as well, I see it all the time. It is very expensive to rent right now. And then with purchasing, you have the power, you know, to call it your own.
You know, guys, one of the biggest myths out there today that I'm seeing is that people are believing that they're stuck in their lease. You know, I mean, yeah, they have to sign a one-year lease, and a lot of times there's a lot of stickiness to that. But I've seen a lot of situations right now because of the rise of rental rates that a lot of landlords are wanting to help their people into something different, because if they can put a new person into the apartment or the house, they can actually then raise their rent and not feel guilty about it. So one of the things that I do when I'm working with clients as a realtor is I talk to their landlord and say, look, we have people that are buying, but maybe they're not able to buy right at this time and they have to rent. You know, we have potential renters for them. So we've actually been working with landlords and different rental companies to help get people out of their lease so they can go buy a house, because there's always somebody else there that really needs that. And so it just makes opportunities for the landlord as well.
Jerry, what are some of the down payment assistance programs that are out there?
Well, like in the state of Ohio, they have the OFA funds. They also have Community First. These are both down payment assistance for first-time home buyers and first responders. They have several different scenarios that you can run with. You can use them for, the 3% down in there. Every one of them's a little bit different. They have different qualifications, but Kentucky has theirs, Indiana has theirs. Just about every state has some sort of down payment assistance programs out there. These are grants. Some you have to pay back, some you don't. It just really varies widely what's out there. Even local cities like Cincinnati has one called ADDI, A-D-D-I. And that grant is actually, pretty good. You can get $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 on these grants. So people need to look into them. You know, it does require that you have an okay credit score most of the time, and meet the income guidelines. But they're all designed for the first time home buyer, and they have special benefits and features to them that make it exciting for them to use it.
Well, Jer, on the real estate side of that, I mean, it's a great opportunity. I mean, it helps them get into a property, and maybe it's not the dream property that they want to get to eventually, but one of the great things, even if you have to live into it for a period of time, in today's market and the trends we've been seeing over the past, 3 to 5 years at least, the appreciation of properties right now. I mean, you think if you stay in a house now for 3 to 4 years and our trends keep in the same direction, you're probably going to have some pretty good equity built up in that house pretty quick. And the fact that you can get it, there might be a slightly higher interest rate with that down payment. Nothing's free in this world, obviously, but 3 to 5 years goes like that, and next thing you've got that equity in your house possibly, and then it's a way to start here and just keep building. I mean, I've seen quite a few people that have done that, over the course of time. So I think it's a great way to get into the house.
I agree.
For sure. Definitely a good trend. So what we'll talk about now is the myth of credit. A lot of people allow credit to hold them back without checking. So the one thing, being in the market, just like you guys, I see a lot of people that don't try because they think they can't qualify. And a lot of people, once you pull, like I've had multiple people where I've helped and I pulled the credit and it's a lot better than they expect and what they think, and we're able to get it done. So if you have some kind of credit, you should definitely take a chance and look at it. And then at worst case scenario, myself, Jerry, and Bill, we can help devise a plan for you guys to be ready to purchase. Because sometimes people aren't ready right then and there, but you might can be ready in 3 months. I've helped people that, their credit was not up to par, but 3 months later they were ready to purchase. Sometimes it's 6 months, sometimes it's a year. And then sometimes people come in and they're just ready to rock and roll right there and they're shocked. I've had somebody, they thought they were going to have a year plan. They come in and a month later they're in a new house. So, you always should check and don't go crazy with running your credit. You know, don't, you know, you want to keep those hits down low, but you need to kind of get, you know, Credit Karma is great, but it's not giving you an accurate, you know, depiction of what's going on. So just make sure you, you know, go to come talk to us and we can kind of run your credit and see what's going on and help you out. And then if we can help you out, we will do it right then and there. If not, we'll devise a plan. And then, you know, hopefully within 6 months or less, we might be able to get you, you know, your own keys besides, you know, besides renting. So,
you know, Jesse, you made a great point there. It's, you know, you might not be able to do something today. Yeah. But I think when I'm talking with people that are looking to buy houses, you know, they think that, oh, I have to have it exactly the way it needs to be before I should talk to somebody. And that's totally the opposite. You know, it's everybody in this world needs a good coach, right? Yeah. And, you know, at least that's what has been my experience. Yeah. So my advice to people is, if you don't know where you're at, find somebody that can help you, and that's people like yourself and Jerry or myself to talk to. And then if you can't do something today, let's sit down and map out a plan, you know. But so many people, they look at Credit Karma and they see that they've got this crazy credit score and they go, gosh, I'll never be able to buy a house. That's just not there. It takes a village, right? Yep. And when you have someone that you're working with like yourself or Jerry or myself, or even whoever that may be, it's putting goals together, mapping out the plan, and having somebody in your corner to be your cheerleader to help you get where you need to be. And that's really what we're looking to do here at Fire the Landlord.
That's for sure. Well, that will end the first podcast of Fire Landlord. If you would like to see what you qualify in your area, hit up firethelandlord.com. Also, you can reach out to the phone number of 513-655-FIRE. Once again, that's 513-655-FIRE. And if you don't, 513-655-3473. And that's 513-655-3473.